Sorry about that. Anyways, I found out today, right? That lesbians still do, what is it, scissor sex? Was that what it's called, scissor sex? Yeah, I mean, where they rub their clitor, they like rub their clitorises, their pussies against each other, you know? As you found out, they still do that. I always thought it was a 90s thing. I was very shocked to know that, oh, lesbians still do scissor sex. Found that out today, but I actually got put deep to scissor sex, like, in the 90s. You know what I mean? It was, from that show from HBO, called Real Sex. You know, it was like a show about, like, people who do, like, different sex acts and different random shit. That's how I got put deep to all this shit. Well, at least with scissor sex and other bunch of shit, man. Like I didn't know what, like, I found out what a dildo was when I was, like, fucking, like, when I was, like, 8 years old and shit. Like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It was a popular show that came on in the 90s. It'd be like, again, it'd be like the whole point of it's like, for people that's not familiar with this shit, it's like, it'll be like a show, and it's just like different sex acts, like people that's into different shit. Like, it'll be like a segment about people who are into orgies, a segment about guys who have fucking fat bitch fetishes. It'll be another segment about, like, people who like to fuck on top of food and shit like that, like some weird shit like that. It'd be some cool shit, but there'd be some weird shit, you know, like that. And then in between, like, the cut takes, they'll be on the street and it'll be like a bunch of people be like, "Real sex, take nine," or something shit, and they'll ask them some random stranger in between the segments of sex stuff, like, "Oh, what's the kinkiest thing you ever done?" and shit like that. Actually, Dave Chappelle did like a small skit on it, actually, to be. Now I think about it, they did a real sex, like, back when he had the Chappelle show, and the chick was like, "Oh, I did, I did a three-way with two guys and shit," and he was just like, "Ew, like, the fuck out of here, like, I can't believe I fucked you without a condom, ew." But yeah, man, like, I'm, like, looking at the website now, like, and I'm, like, looking at these, like, weird different things, like topics they had. Like, here's one that says, "Sex for One, a masturbation class for women." Like, what the fuck? Like, who needs fucking, like, taught how to masturbate? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't get how you need lessons for that. Like, even as a woman, just like, to me, it's like, you touch this, it feels good, so just play with that. You know, I don't get it. What else they got on here? Portrait of a virgin, a 31-year-old virgin, talks about the Chaz lifestyle and how she plans to wait to have sex until she is married. That must have been a boring episode right there. What else is on here? Sex under glass. Okay, what else? The Madam and the Prostitute. Cherokee Sex Workshop. Like, what? Imagine, like, there's not even no thing description what that is, man. I want to see what the fuck that is. I wonder if they have this type of shit on DVD and shit like that. What else they got here? House of Domination figures. The Agony and the Ecstasy. 1991 Miss Nude Pet Organized. I don't know. That sounds stupid. Top quiz show. This is a quiz show. Removing. Oh, it's about a game show. Oh, they did have shit like that. Show, like, also, like things about, like, game show, like naughty game shows and shit from different countries. What else they have on this show? Sex Shop Granny. Yeah. Cyber sex game, the real sex maniacs ball. Sounds like some shit I would love to send. If it creates the anything goes sex maniac ball to raise funds for disabled people. It includes an early view of virtual reality sex. Okay, what else we got here? Adam's Whips and Gillian's Toys. A couple makes sensual whips and toys. Okay, it's probably like a workshop. They did shit like, I remember seeing that shit, like motherfuckers making, I actually saw them make a fucking, like those vaginas, those plastic vaginas, dudes fucking shit, they fucking pound and come in and shit. I've seen them make that, or I remember seeing that back in the day, even with the dick too. What else they got on this shit? Naked City, woo. Photographers take quirky fine art black and white news on his friends on the streets of New York. Okay, I actually remember one of them specifically where there was a class how to eat pussy. I remember that one specifically, and they were like practicing it on like a fruit or some shit. I do remember that though, and like they were actually like, and they had like a model with a hairy ass pussy, like opening her pussy and shit and giving them lessons that you gotta lick this, you gotta suck on that. And then like motherfuckers, there was a few people actually like practicing on her fucking fur burger, you know. The master of non-ejaculation, a viral Chinese sensation citizen. What? I don't know. Oh my god, what else is on here? The erotic ball was held through 2009 at a various locations throughout California. It was 2010. It was canceled the day before the show, and no ball was scheduled in 2011. Oh man, there must have been some pissed off, horny people that night. What else is on here? Girls Will Be Boys drag king show mixed with strip show. Okay, what else is on? Wow, Call in Love Radio, the ultimate orgasm. What the fuck else is on here? The tight squeeze. Oh my gosh, homemade love movies. What? I mean, love movies. What? The supermarket do sex. out to Africa with, what is it, photographer? I don't know how to pronounce this motherfucker's name, but man. Oh, yeah. I do remember those and shit, like the, taking them fucking photographs and shit of topless fucking African chicks with big black asses and shit. I remember seeing that shit. I remember getting a hard on watching an African chick shake her ass one time on one of those, man. Erotic art auction. I wonder what that's about. Well, it's probably obvious. Down and dirty. Miss Black Nude going tropical. Man, dude. The 90s was fucking lit, dude. Yeah, Nickelodeon, and you had real sex on HBO. Private parts. What is it? The feel of real, the making of realistic sex toys, from capture of porn stars parts to manufacturing. Probably the one I saw. What is this? The production of lesbianism themed art exhibit with an exhibition called Women Loving Women, which included live lesbian sex performances. That's probably where I saw the scissors move at, by porn star Missy and other women in the gallery, with some other patrons participating. Let me see who's Missy. Do I know this chick? I don't know. Oh, she died. There's a porn star named Missy, just Missy, no last name. She died in 2008. When was she born? 67. Damn, she was old. How'd she die? Drug overdose. Oh, that's horrible. Man, real dolls. I already know what that's about. No point of reading that. How to Please a Penis. That episode was called Different Strokes. Suburban housewives learn how to learn new oral and tactile techniques at home party. Oh shit. Tootsie rolls, foot fetishes. Nasty. What's this? Erotic performers read erotic poetry they've written as part of their show. Oh my God, just imagine that kind of poem. Like you got a guy with a drum and shit in the back. He's just like I was at the grocery store. I was buying some milk. Then I turned to my right and I saw the biggest titties I've ever saw. Wow. She didn't even have on a bra. Like some shit like that. Oh, fuck, man. What the fuck? Clit tricks. These fucking episode titles are the funniest shit ever. Oh, a latex sex. Ride pony ride. Women who enjoy riding as horses. What the fuck? Oil wrestling, my favorite. Oh, shit. How many fucking episodes do these fuckers have? I'm just going down a list. It says, right now I'm on episode 30. Like, holy shit. It says, hightechsexmachine.com. .com instead of .com. Oh, shit, dude. What is this Latin lovers? Hey, papi, chulo, hot, Latino, Latina daddy, right? What the fuck? Oh, man. I used to jerk off to something. I used to be addicted to fucking Latino porn, man. Bro, it was serious, man. I used to go on that shit called, I think it was called SpanishFlies.com or some shit. They used to have all types of weird, like, different themed shit, like, thugs and like black thugs and white jugs.com and like Chinese black adventures where it was like all black chicks. They had one for Asians. They had like gangbang squad. My favorite was actually, I remember the one they used to have back in the day. It was called sausagepizza.com. This shit was hilarious. It'd be like some shit. It'd be some funny shit. It'd be like a dude, he has a pizza, delivering a pizza. That's what the whole thing was. But instead of him holding it like how you hold a normal pizza, he was holding it like upwards, like against his crotch area. He's like, I got a pizza. And she goes, and the chick, every chick always answers the door the same way, like, oh my God, I need to order a pizza. And then, you know, come on in. And then he sits down with the fucking pizza on his lap, and he opened it, and it's and they cut a hole through the pizza in the box, and his dick is just like going through the middle of the pizza. She starts sucking his dick, like, while the pizza is still on his lap. You know what I mean? That was some funny shit back in the day, man. Man, dude. Well, now, man. The 90s and early 2000s were the shit, dude. But I'm out. Fuck it.